Ramayana, Act 3, Chapter 14, Sita's Ordeal. Scene 3, Sita Ascends the Pyre. Hearing of Sita's condition, Ram asked Vibhishan to arrange that she be given celestial clothes and ornaments. O King of the Rakshasas, please have that princess bathed with heavenly unguents and dressed in the finest silks. Then have her brought here. My heart is burning with desire to see her once again. Vibhishan personally went to Sita with Ram's instructions. But Sita, anxious to see Ram, spoke. I wish to see my husband immediately, without having bathed and dressed. Sita had suffered through almost a year of torture. She had never stopped thinking of the day when she would be reunited with Ram. Here it was at last. How could she possibly wait another moment? The Vibhishan replied gently that it was Ram's desire that she prepare herself. Accepting Ram's word as her order, Sita acquiesced, and the Vibhishan immediately arranged for her bath and clothing. In a short while, the princess was adorned in costly robes and jewels, worthy of the consorts of the gods. She mounted a golden palanquin bedecked with celestial gems and was taken into Ram's presence. Crowds of rakshasas and monkeys filled the streets, all anxious for a glimpse of the princess. Seated on the palanquin, behind a silk veil, Sita shone like the sun shrouded by a cloud. Rakshasas wearing dark jackets and turbans, and carrying staffs fitted with bells, cleared a path for Sita. The crowds of onlookers, who were roaring like the ocean, parted as the palanquin made its way slowly along the main road. The Vibhishan went ahead and informed Ram that his wife was on her way. Hearing that she was on a palanquin, Ram then said to the Vibhishan, the princess should be asked to dismount and proceed on foot. The people desire to see her, and that is not condemned by scripture. A house, a veil, or a costume are never the protection of a chaste woman. Her character alone is her shield. Lakshman, Sugriva, and Hanuman looked at Ram with surprise. He appeared to be displeased with Sita. His expression was stern and thoughtful. As the Vibhishan conducted Sita into his presence, Ram looked at her without smiling. Sita was overjoyed to see Ram again, and her face shone like the moon. But she felt abashed when she saw his grave expression. Her limbs trembled, and she stood before him with her head bowed and her hands folded. Ram's heart was torn. He deeply wanted to show his love for Sita and take her back at once, but he feared public censure. As a king, he wanted to set the highest example for the people in general. Sita, after all, had been in the house of another man for almost a year. Whatever the circumstances, that would surely be criticized by some of the people. Questions about her chastity would certainly be raised. That would never be acceptable for the wife of an emperor. Looking at Sita, whose face was bathed in tears, Ram said, "O Blessed One, I have won you back today. After conquering my enemies in battle, I have avenged the insult given me through your abduction. And you too are fully avenged, O Princess, for the evil Ravana is no more." Ram stopped speaking, his heart balking at what he had to say next. Steadying his mind, he continued to address the tremulous Sita. "Now that I have wiped off the stain of insult on my noble house and have established my truthfulness and resolve, no further purpose remains for me in this matter. O gentle lady, I have not undergone this endeavor out of a desire to again have you as my wife. You have long dwelt in the house of another. How then can I take you back into my house? Your good character has become suspect." Ravana clasped you in his arms and looked upon you with a lustful eye. "Therefore, my attachment for you has ended. Please go wherever you may desire. Perhaps you may now find shelter with Lakshman or Bharat or Shatrughna or even Bibhishan. As beautiful as you are, O Sita, how could Ravana have left you alone?" Sita was shocked. She wept loudly and shook like a sapling caught in a storm. Greatly shamed by her husband's words, she shrank into herself. Ram's speech had pierced her like poisoned arrows, and she cried out in pain for a long time. Gradually gathering her senses, she replied to Ram in faltering tones, "Why do you address me with such unkind words, O hero? Like a common man addressing some vulgar woman? You are judging all women by the flag standards of a degraded few. Give up your doubts in me, for I am without blame. When Ravana snatched me, I was helpless and dragged against my will. Although I could not control my limbs, my heart remained under my control and did not deviate from you even slightly. If, in spite of our living together in love for so long, you still do not trust me, then I am surely undone for good." Angry, Sita admonished and taunted Ram. Why had he gone to such great endeavors? He could have sent a message with Hanuman telling her that he was rejecting her. Then she would have immediately given up her life and saved him all the effort of the war. It seemed he had given way to anger alone, just like an ordinary man. And like a mean man, he had not considered her devotion and chastity towards him. He had forgotten her divine origins and had now taken her to be an ordinary woman. Still weeping, Sita turned to Lakshman. O Prince, please raise for me a pyre. This is my only recourse now. I no longer desire to live, being smitten with false reproaches, as my husband has renounced me in a public gathering. I shall enter fire and give up my life. Ram stood like Yamaraj, the god of justice. No one dared approach him or say anything. Lakshman was indignant. How could Ram act in this way? He looked at his brother, but Ram remained impassive. He returned Lakshman's glance with a slight nod. Lakshman understood Ram's desire, and, feeling deeply pained and perplexed, constructed a pyre. As Ram stood, only Sita came near him. She walked around him in respect and approached the blazing fire. The princess then prayed with folded hands. If I have never been unfaithful to Ram, either in mind, words, or body, may the fire god protect me on all sides. As my heart ever abides in Ram, so may the fire god save me now. As all the gods are witness to my chastity, let the fire god protect me. After uttering this prayer, Sita walked around the fire and then fearlessly entered it before the vast assembly. Sita seemed like a golden altar with its sacred fire. Gods, rishis, gandharvas, siddhas, and other divine beings observed Sita walking deep into the fire, and all the women in the assembly sent up a great cry as they watched her ascend the pyre like a goddess fallen from heaven and entering hell. A gasp of amazement and shock came from the crowd as Sita disappeared into the flames. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.